One is your Father who is in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Mass today is the Mass of the Tuesday of the second week in Lent, commemorating the 40 holy martyrs of Sebaste in Armenia. Children, the phrase, the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man, is sort of a popular phrase with many people, and it can be kind of a cant expression, that is to say, it's just a slogan for a lot of people. But in the true Catholic sense, it has a beautifully profound meaning. And the meaning of it is explained in today's Holy Mass. We see God, our Father. What does the Father have to do? The Father has power and authority, but he has, at the same time, duties and responsibilities. We see our Lord providing for his prophet in the Old Testament, this wonderful story from the Book of Kings about Elias the prophet, a very great man of God, who caused it not to rain to punish the wicked king Ahab in Israel. It didn't rain, and there was a terrible drought, and people had no food, and he had to go to the pagan lands to be taken care of. And there, a widow woman, even though she's a pagan and doesn't know about the one true God, has some sense of natural charity. He asks her for a favor, and she provides it. And because she does that one good deed, the brotherhood of man, good example of that, really, why then our Lord blesses her and her son, and they, along with God's prophet, they survive this terrible drought, and they are able to live when many others had died. In the Gospel, our Lord talks about the false leaders, the leaders of the Jews, who just love honors and privileges and money and power. That's a terrible temptation for anybody who's a leader, but who don't really take care of their people. Not at all. But our Lord does take care of his people, and that in a wonderful sense. But at the same time, as our Lord takes care of us, he's our Father. He provides us with food. And I'll tell you about a wonderful example of that in a moment. We are meant to help each other out, to take care of each other. You see the example of that in the story of the 14 martyrs of Sebaste in Armenia. They were young Roman soldiers, and they were all Christians. And they had been put into jail and tortured, and they still would not deny our Lord and the Catholic faith. So the governor got this bright idea that he would freeze them all to death, and so he put them all in the depth of winter out on a frozen lake. Well, these Christians, this band of 40 soldiers, were not only praying to God for their own perseverance, they prayed for each other, which is a very powerful prayer. And they realized that the number 40 is a holy, special number, because our Lord fasted for 40 days, so did Elias, our prophet today. Elias came on Sunday, didn't he, with the transfiguration of our Lord. And so did Moses, who gave us the Ten Commandments. They all fasted for 40 days, and they said, this is a holy number, Lord. Please let all 40 of us persevere. They prayed for each other. They even wrote something out, and they signed sort of what we call it today, a statement. If the 40 martyrs had had a website, they would have put it on their website, but they didn't, so they just had it sort of written down, and then somebody got a hold of it. Well, because of that wonderful, powerful prayer, even though one of the 40 grew weak, and he apostatized, he worshipped the idols, because he just got so cold and thought himself, I just can't take it anymore. But if you just offer it up and you just continue to do what's right, you'd be surprised, children, at what you can take and what you can offer up. Well, he apostatized, and they had a tub of nice warm water on the shore, saying, just come on in, and you could just worship this little idol here. It would just take a moment, and then you could just warm right up in the bath of warm water. Well, it was such a shock to his system, from the cold to the hot, that he died and probably went straight to hell. How sad. So the martyrs, the 39 that were left, prayed to our Lord again. Dear Lord, please let the number 40 be whole and sacred. And our Lord inspired one of the soldiers who was the guard to have the Catholic faith. And he said, I'm a Christian too. And he ran out to join them on the frozen lake. And he had the baptism of desire. He couldn't have had the baptism of water because it was just ice. And there wasn't any water. Everything was frozen solid. But he had the baptism of desire, and he too went to heaven. But they persevere, children, because they pray for each other. What a wonderful example to us. Do we remember to pray for our classmates, to pray for mom and dad, our brothers and sisters, to pray for our priests, and pray for everyone in the church, and pray for everybody, all the Catholics throughout the whole world, so that we may persevere and finally all meet happily in heaven. If we do, our Lord will be pleased with such a charitable prayer that proves that we really are all brothers, the one to the other, under God, the Father. Well, last of all, let me tell you the wonderful story of today's epistle, which shows how God, in his fatherhood, still takes care of us today, despite all of the terrible things that are going on. Here's a spiritual drought now, children. The sky hasn't rained for almost 50 years. There hasn't been the regular graces coming from Rome and the regular ordinations and everything else. Now there are just a few true priests that are left in the whole world, and many people have no true mass and no true sacraments to go to anymore. But our Lord still takes care of us. He certainly does. You see, when the prophet Elias went to Sarepta, this pagan town, he saw this woman out gathering some wood. And he said to her, "Oh, could you get me a drink of water?" And then he said, almost kind of casually, "Oh, and by the way, bring one of those nice little hearth cakes with you. Would you please? I'm a little hungry." Well, she turned around and she said to him, "Dear sir, I am just gathering two sticks of wood to make the last hearth cake that's going to be left. I have a little bit of meal, that's flour that's prepared already, and a little bit of oil, and that's it. My son and I are going to eat that last meal, and then we're going to die, because we have no more food in the house, and there's no more food in the whole city." So Elias says to her, "Well, just do what I asked you to do, and everything will be all right. You will see." That's a very hard thing to do, isn't it? To trust God, to be obedient. But she, and remember, she's a pagan, she's not a Jew, she obeyed. She did what the prophet, the man of God, told her to do. And the meal that she had prepared, a little bit of meal means a flour that's mixed and ready to bake, that never ran out. And the oil that she used, that never ran out either. During the whole time, until it rained again and there was food for everybody, she and her son and the prophet Elias had enough to eat. Why? Because she was obedient to God. Now, what does the story mean? Well, the woman who is getting two pieces of wood stands for Holy Mother Church, especially today, children. And all of the fathers of the church tell us that the two pieces of wood stand for what? The cross. See, the cross, wood, two pieces of wood. And what is prepared for us on the cross? The holy sacrifice of the Mass, which gives us Holy Communion and all of the graces that we need all day long. And as well, then there is the oil, and the oil stands especially for the sacrament, for joy, for strength, and for forgiveness. So you see, children, the story of the epistle is that if we trust our Lord, who always takes care of his children, he will. It might seem very desperate and very terrible situation, but the power of the cross is more powerful than all, and Holy Mother Church will still take care of us, her children. Why? Because of the true fatherhood of God. Let us thank God for being so good a father to us, his children who are sometimes unworthy or disobedient. And let us remember, we're all brethren to each other. Today, we say a special prayer of thanksgiving to God for his providence, and let us remember, too, some prayers and sacrifices for each other. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.